What if it is the case that my personal beliefs and my personal decision making is the very opposite of what God's Word says? What shall I then do? What will I be able to do and feel no guilt in my own body? If what I believe and what I practice is not according to God's will. God's will is the very opposite of what I'm thinking. What would I do? Let's be people who love the Lord, who are sanctified or set apart by His truth, by His Word, John 17:17. Let us be people who continue in the Word of the Lord, that we may be blessed, John 8:32, to know the truth, and the truth will make us free. Let us be people who follow the way of the Lord, as John says in 1 John 4, and try the spirits whether they be of God, for many false prophets have gone out into the world. Let us be people then who acknowledge God's will as premier in our hearts and lives. If we find our own beliefs and ideals to be the opposite of what the Bible actually says on the subject of faith or grace or baptism, or the subject of the coming of the Lord and the decision-making of the Lord at the judgment, the idea of preparation for one's death, if my decision-making is different than I read in the Bible, can I not, by faith in the Lord's Word, change my way of life? How otherwise will I be sanctified by the truth, John 17:17? How otherwise will I be made free, in John 8:32? How otherwise will I follow the beloved John, who says, prove the false prophets to be false, 1 John 4:6. Let's be people who follow the cause of the Lord, and in loving Him, obey His word. Thus, when there's a difference of what we believe and what we practice from what God's word actually says, let's put our faith in His word and our practice in keeping with His teaching.